Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. I walked through depression myself. I understand the dark night of the soul where you just think, you know, take me out of my misery now, God. But for those who get to a place where they commit suicide, they're convinced, and I just think it's downright demonic, that that enemy has convinced them there's no other options for you. You've walked through depression as well. Speak to that man listening today who is here and has just been contemplating his non-options, so to speak. What do you have to say to him?
Well, I've been there. When I was 33 years old, I remember the morning. I really wanted to die. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1, you remember our affliction in Asia when we were excessively burdened beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life itself. And I have to tell you, that morning was such a... I was just out of hope and out of options. I didn't understand what God was doing with me. But honestly, if the Lord had a... I mean, he doesn't do this. If the pain was so great, if the Lord had said, look, Steve, just go get in the car, get on the freeway, I'll have an 18-wheel... semi-trailer hit you head on and I'll just take you to glory. I could see why people would do that. I'd never hurt that bad in my life. Paul felt the same way. He was excessively burdened beyond his strength so that he despaired even of life itself. I'm so glad Paul said that because this isn't the way it always is, but sometimes you get this low. I know of six Christian men in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that were leaders in the body of Christ in this area that have taken their life in the last 5 years. When you're in the wilderness, you get into a tight place, and you think there's no possible way out of this thing. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If you have a New American Standard Bible in the margin, it'll give you an alternative Hebrew kind of a rough reading that's very literal, and it's this way. God is our refuge and strength. He is abundantly available for help in tight places.
Wow.
See, you're in a tight place, okay? You're in a tight place, but you are not by yourself, and you will see him. Yeah, Psalm 50, call on me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you. And you will honor me. We have to, in those moments, we have to listen to truth rather than the deception. So anyone in that situation today, that's what I would say. Don't take this into your hands. God knows where you are.
Indeed. He knows where you live.
He can rescue. He can rescue. Yeah. And he will rescue if you'll call on him.
Thanks so much for listening today. Your support makes this podcast possible. You'll find more information on our website at myfaithradio.com.